I love these girls. Fifth Harmony. Lauren from Fifth Harmony is here. What's up, Lauren?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Doing good. So do you got a nickname or do your friends call you Lauren?
No, I don't like nicknames. I like my name.
You like your name. So we saw you a couple years ago. You came in for a show, Acoustic Christmas. And by the way, I just want to say, everybody always asks me, because we've done many years of this and we have many artists at every show. Everybody asks who's been the coolest artist, and there's no question it's Fifth Harmony, because behind the scenes, you guys are the coolest and most real person we've had here before.
Thank you so much. That's so amazing to hear.
So what's the last few years been like for you? Because in 2012, you went on X Factor and just blown up from there. What's it been like for you, this whole thing?
It's been a whirlwind, you know. I've experienced some crazy things. I've definitely dealt with people that I never thought that I would in my life. Like, I've been able to experience things that a lot of people can never say that they've experienced, and I feel very blessed.
Has that all sunk in yet, or have you gotten starstruck recently still?
I think it's one of the best parts about it is that you get to see, like, your idols become, like, real human beings that, like, are really amazing at what they do, which I think is the coolest part.
Are you ever afraid to meet your idols? Because sometimes you love a person and then you meet them and they're the worst person in the world and it just disappoints you. Have you had that?
Yeah. I mean, I luckily haven't had many disappointments at all. Like, I got to meet Lana Del Rey, and she's, like, my ultimate human, and she's such a lovely girl.
Besides your group mates, who's the biggest celebrity you got in your phone, you think?
The biggest celeb I've got in my phone?
Yeah.
That's for me to know and you to never know.
So many good things happening for you guys. You announced that 727, the new album, is coming out in May, correct?
Yes, indeed it is. It's available for pre-order on iTunes.
And the new song, Work From Home, has been moving up the countdown. We'll find out where that's going to be tonight. I want to ask you, though, is it tough being in a group sometimes instead of being like a solo artist where you have all the control?
I personally find that I like it. I feel like it alleviates a lot of the pressures that come with being a quote-unquote, like, celebrity to begin with.
Yeah, because you were, what, 15 when you first started?
Yeah, I was 15 when I first auditioned, 16 once I was put in the group.
That's a tough age for anybody to be. And then when you add on being
everyone,
a celebrity, it's got to be the toughest thing ever.
It's a strange concept. But I feel like it also helped me learn a really valuable lesson, which was that, like, everyone's going to talk, but you shouldn't value what other people think of you so much as what you think of yourself.
Do you have a favorite group member, or is it like a parent where maybe they do, but they're not going to admit it publicly because it's wrong?
Yeah, no, you can't be politically incorrect. Come on. You know that better than anyone.
Yeah, honestly, of course.
Genuinely, I love my girls. They have been there for me in different ways for, like, since the beginning, and I honestly appreciate each and every one of them and my friendship with them so much.
Yeah, you got lucky, right? Because you could tell that you're all friends and really good people, where if you would have been put with just four jerks, it would have just been the worst thing in the world for you.
It could have very well been the worst thing in the world, for real.
So last night, hashtag wishes for Camila was trending on Twitter because it's her birthday. What do you get her for her birthday? Or you just send her a text? How does that work?
I made a Snapchat with a filter of me being Cher singing her an old Hollywood version of Happy Birthday, which I thought was quite amazing. I'm going to have to post that on, like, all the other forms of social media, though, so that everyone can see.
I was going to say, we need to see that, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it on my Twitter.
So 4 years ago, being on X Factor, pretty much you immediately got some amount of fame, and then from there it's just completely blown up in the last 4 years.
It's been hard work, for sure.
Yeah. Does it get annoying, the fame, sometimes, though?
I mean, very, very honestly, for me personally, I'm a huge private, I'm very private, and I don't really like my business out there, and I'm not a huge fan of attention.
What's the craziest rumor that you've heard about either the group Fifth Harmony or yourself that was just ridiculous?
Maybe that I'm in a relationship with Camila. Like,
do you laugh about that kind of stuff, or do you just ignore it? Because,
you know, in the beginning, I tried addressing it, like, really kindly, and then I tried addressing it aggressively, and then I realized that the more that you draw attention to it, the more people even talk about it. So I've just sort of stayed away from it, just because it's, like, it's obnoxious at this point.
Do you ever have creeps that somehow get your phone number and hit you up? Like, how many times have you had to change your phone number so far?
That is actually true. I've had to change it, like, 3 times already, but, like, literally, there's always somebody finding.
How is that even possible? You ever wonder that? Who's leaking your phone number?
I couldn't tell you how they do it. It's just an invasion of privacy.
By the way, is it true that Work From Home was originally going to be called Work before Rihanna ruined that for you?
She took that thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, the original was called Work From Home, and then we were going to change it to Work because we thought it was, like, cooler. But then Rihanna came out with Work, and we were like, oh, okay, well, maybe we should just go back to the original Work song, which is fine. Like, I love the title. I actually think it's quite more fitting.
We got a ton of Instagram and Twitter questions for you. Is it cool if we run through a couple?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do Kylie, who says, what is your funniest or favorite childhood memory?
Funniest or favorite childhood memory? I remember when I was younger, there was a park right by my house. And every on the weekends, every Sunday, my family and I, we all would go to the park and we'd play some sort of sport like football or basketball. And we'd like just enjoy each other.
Do you still get to do that kind of stuff, or are you too busy now?
I mean, I personally am working very often, so I don't get to go home as much, which I don't love very much, but it's part of the job.
Mads wants to know, what's your favorite song to perform on stage?
So I love performing Worth It. I think it's so fun.
Oh, the crowd goes crazy for Worth It. I remember when you guys did that on stage. It was nuts.
The energy is just always so great for that song. I can't.
What's your favorite food to snack on while watching movies?
Oh, I like this. I love popcorn and Icy's. Like, that's my thing. When I go...
Popcorn and Icy's together?
Yeah, a popcorn and a Coke Icy.
Oh, Icy as in, like, the slushy drink type thing.
Yeah,
I was thinking that thing
drink.
In the plastic tube that you freeze and you, like, push up. It's frozen.
Oh, no, but those are great, too.
Yeah, they are. What's your favorite thing to draw?
I love drawing flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, I love nature. I like looking at stuff and... Real life drawings are really fun for me.
So tell us a behind the scenes story or fact that we don't know about Work From Home.
Let's see. When we were on the video set, we worked with Director X, which is such an incredible director. And this is a little fun fact. Before we started even shooting, he went around to like all of the girls and he told them their numerology and like what season of life they were in.
What?
Sort of like, yeah, I know. It was really incredible. Like, he used our birthdays and, like, the day of the year and stuff. And, like, he calculated what cycle we were in. And when he analyzed me, honestly, it changed my entire day and made me feel so much better. Because, like, it was incredible.
Can you tell at this point right away when you record a song if it's going to be a massive hit?
No, honestly. I still don't have that vibe in me, I guess. Although, I have heard some, like, I know that there's fun songs on this album. Like, when I heard Work From Home, I loved it. Yep. I didn't know it was going to be a single, the first single, but I definitely loved it.
Yeah, I was the biggest fan of Worth It, but I gotta say, I am liking Work From Home even better now, to be honest with you. It's a great song.
I know, right? It grows on you.
Yep. New album, 727, is going to be released May 20th, and the new single is called Work From Home from Fifth Harmony. Lauren, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
No, thank you for having me.